You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The government counts payrolls in America and surveys households for who's working and who's looking. The January results are due shortly with clues about hiring, inflation, and interest rates ahead. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. What's the expert consensus?
Well, Dow Jones expects the economy added 187,000 new jobs last month, David. It's predicting a slightly higher unemployment rate, 3.6%. And there have been some big layoff announcements recently from tech companies. The outplacement firm Challenger Green Christmas reported yesterday that U.S. employers cut more than 100,000 jobs last month.
What do we expect to hear about wages in this?
Goldman Sachs expects a 0.4% increase in average hourly earnings for last month. And this is a key indicator for the Federal Reserve because it's worried that higher wages could push up inflation. Companies will often increase their prices to pay for pay hikes. Plus, workers are more likely to go out and spend if they have fatter paychecks. That drives up demand and prices.
It's also interesting to see the data there about how much people are working.
Yeah, and we'll get fresh data on how many hours people are working per week. Last month, the Labor Department reported the average work week fell slightly to a little more than 34 hours. And when there are severe labor shortages, people are asked to take on extra shifts so they have longer work weeks. If there's less demand for workers now, that can point to more layoffs in the future.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.